the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, as you were with us, we were discussing different objectives of supplications. And we said that since the religion needs some philosophical and intellectual subjects to be dealt with, we see that a plethora of the excerpts of supplication engage in dealing with these philosophical and mental issues. So this means that we have a spring of knowledge in our supplications. For example, we were having a look at different parts of the supplications to bring some cases and examples of this part. For example, we said, when we say in the supplication of Arafah, أَنْتَ الَّذِي لَا تُحَدْ فَتَكُونَ مَحْدُودًا, you have no boundary to be limited. وَلَمْ تُمَثِّلْ فَتَكُونَ مَوْجُودًا, you are not visualized to be an object. This means that what is referred to here in these expressions and by these words means that the Almighty Allah is the absolute power, and the real monotheism, which is neither limited nor exemplifiable, is referred to. This monotheism does not have appearance. It is not derived from anything else. The Almighty Allah is not having any associate or partner. This is because if He subhanahu wa ta'ala has any of these things, then He will not be the absolute power. He will not have the attribute of being alone. That is why this claim is supported by other supplications. For example, we read in supplication Kumail, وَبِوَجِهِكَ الْبَاقِي بَعْدَ فَنَاءِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, O God, I invoke you with your face that will remain after the perdition of everything. وَبِنُورِ وَجِهِكَ الَّذِي أَضَاءَ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ, and with the light of your face with which everything has lit. يَا نُورُ يَا قُدُّوسُ, O you, the light, the most holy.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil jawab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, we said that these concepts, these intellectual issues dealt with in our supplications are supported by each other most of the time. So the Almighty Allah is described to be alone, and the concept of monotheism is discussed in different parts of our supplications. And when we see this referred to in supplication of Arafah, for example, this concept is also supported by other supplications like Khumail, for example. When we say, بِوَجْهِكَ الْبَاقِي بَعْدَ فَنَاءِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, this infallible Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, has collected all Gnosticism in these few words. وَبِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ الَّذِي أَضَاءَ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ, and with the light of your face, with which everything has lit, يَا نُورُ يَا قُدُّوسٌ, O you the light, the most holy. Imam Ali alayhi salam has seen that everything is relying on Almighty Allah's light, and has seen that man's salvage from the darkness of non-existence is only due to God's light, which is the absolute existence. However, by using the expression of بِوَجْهِكَ الْبَاقِي بَعْدَ فَنَاءِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, with your face that remains after the perishing of everything, Imam Ali alayhi salam has referred to the absolute and everlasting dignity of God. This is one attribute, this is one aspect of being a God. And after considering everything as dependent on God's light, he has used Ya Nur, Ya Quddus, O you the light, the most holy. So Imam Ali alayhi salam has used this word, Ya Nur, Ya Quddus, so that he would hinder the dubiousness of adding an associate or a partner to him. This is what he has in mind. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O God, you are the absolute light, and everything else has got its light from your light. So glory be to you. You are the Almighty Allah. Why would we, as the creatures, turn to someone other than you, when you have created us, when you are the absolute cause? And this is referring to one important thing which we have already discussed and emphasized many times up to now. The thing is, the supplicant, prior to be engaging in supplication, needs to have some kind of knowledge of the Almighty Allah. And this, what we see in these supplications, is what supports that issue. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Hello.